Hey, Becca here of Little Z Sleep, and welcome to the Little Z's Sleep Podcast, where every week, twice a week, I am going into my Instagram DM box to answer your questions here on the podcast. I am so glad you've been with us, and I'm sensing a trend here. This is our seventh episode in this new style of answering questions, and I believe it's the third question that we've talked about four-year-olds, which I love. We actually started this podcast almost five and a half years. And what I love about that is that you likely have been listening to this since your four-year-old was a newborn. And so I expect that we get big kid questions because you've been with me since then. And I'm just so grateful for that. One of the coolest parts about my job is that it's evolved a lot over the years. I started out doing one-on-ones and going into people's homes and helping them with a sleep plan. And when that got to be, oh my gosh, I can't keep up with all the families and all the home visits, then we transitioned to virtual. And then we transitioned from that to courses. And I still love to talk to people in my Instagram DMs about sleep. And what I love most about this is that, again, a lot of these questions, they're the same, but they're different because I could have talked about it 3 years ago, but you only had a one-year-old and now we're ready to talk about these four-year-olds. And so the evolution of how I've served people and the evolution of families who've been listening to this with their maybe the first kid, and now you're on your fourth kid, wherever you are, I am just so glad you're here. And so today's question comes from Erin from Utah. And she says, how do I convince my almost four-year-old to get in his bed at bedtime? He fights laying down nearly every night and often prefers to sleep on the floor. Once he lays down, he's able to fall asleep within 10 to 15 minutes, which makes his fighting so frustrating. And I get it. I'm sure that's frustrating when you are just trying to say like, get in your bed, get in your bed, get in your bed. And they're not. I understand that that's frustrating. So I have like a follow-up question and then I'm going to go into the answer. My follow-up question would be, are you fighting with him and then he gets in the bed? Or do you just say goodnight and he gets on the floor and then sometime later he gets into his bed? Okay. So if it's that last part, if that means that you're saying good night and you're like, I'm not fighting tonight. You know, he lays on his floor and you leave the room. You're like, whatever, you're laying on the floor. And then you maybe look on the monitor or you go check in on him. Maybe when you go to bed and you see he's in his bed and he's been quiet. Maybe he did fall asleep on the floor and then he got up into his bed. If that's happening, I wouldn't change a thing. To be honest, Erin, like I wouldn't. I would just let it happen. This definitely can be a phase. I think it has a lot to do with control. Like it's something that he can control, right? Because a 3 and 4 year old, they can't control much, but they can control like, oh, I'm not going to get in that bed. I'm going to sleep right here on that floor. And I know that you're tired from the fighting. And so that's where I would say like, don't fight it because if he's ending up in his bed and the second part of that, if he's then sleeping all night long, then it's perfectly okay. The reason that I brought up the whole evolution of what I used to do is when I started my business in Louisiana, where we had both of our girls and where we got married and sweet times there. I had a client who called me in and to their home and it was he was three cause he was in an open bed. I was like, no, it wasn't a 2-year-old. He was three and he had a gorgeous bedroom. And the house was beautiful. And as typical in Louisiana, they had concrete floors everywhere. And he wanted to sleep on the concrete floor. The reason that mom and dad brought me in was because they wanted him to sleep in his bed. And he was just sleeping all night on the concrete floor. If I had like looked back on this, I'd have been like, okay, well, probably, you know, it's just a phase, but I was very young. I was like in my first couple months of doing this and like, oh, we need to get him his bed. And now I look back, especially now that I have, you know, 8, 9 year old, this is a lot of control stuff. So if your child, Erin, if he's falling asleep on the floor and then at some point in the night, he gets up and goes to his bed and he sleeps all night long there. And at this age, getting about 11 to 12 hours in that 24 hour cycle. So if he's sleeping 11, 12 hours at night, then he's golden. Also, if his mood is perfectly fine throughout the day, he can hang in the morning, he's good, he's got a positive attitude, he's not grumpy and grouchy and sleepy. And, you know, throughout the day and towards the end of the day, like his mood is fine, he's not like a monster, then he's probably A-okay. However, if all of that is not true. If he's falling asleep on the floor and then he's waking up often, and then finally you have to fight him and finally he's got to get into his bed, and then he's like a grouch during the day, then we definitely want to implement some rewards and consequences. And a part of that is going to be talking with him. So this is what I love about this age group. Preschool, it's my absolute favorite to work with because you can talk with them. You can reason with them. They can be a part of the conversation. So talk to him about why do you like to sleep on the floor? Okay. So if what we're experiencing is the second scenario where he's a grouch and he doesn't feel good and he's waking up all throughout the night, he probably knows those things. He probably does. One of my favorite quotes from a 4-year-old that I worked with, he woke up and told his mom that his brain feels so much better. And it's true. This age group, they know when they feel better because they get better sleep. So make a list with your son about, hey, how do you feel in the morning when you wake up after sleeping on the floor? Okay. Like, what's that like? Okay. How do you feel during the day when you feel tired? Are you able to play as much as you want to? Do you feel like you get grumpy easily? Like, talk to him about what he's thinking, what he's feeling, and all those. Then let's make some rewards and consequences. Let's talk about, okay, so when you get into your bed and I say night night and I close the door and you're in your bed, then I will come back in, I don't know what you could say, I can come back in 5 minutes and give you a sticker. And I love this strategy because it's so like, it can be a big impact for the child, and it's like not a big deal for you to do this. And I don't know why kids love stickers or Band-Aids, whatever. You don't want to like give them a toy, but what I love is kind of like a kiss and check or a sticker check kind of thing. Like, come back in 5-minute increments and like, oh, good job, buddy. You're laying in your bed. You're such a big boy. I'm so proud of you. Here's a sticker. I don't care if they go to bed with 10 stickers on their jammies. If they're sleeping in their bed and it's like a much better night, then we have a win-win. So you can definitely implement like, okay, I'll come back and give you a sticker, or I'll come back and give you a kiss, whatever your child might be motivated by. And then you can make a, when you stay in your bed all night until morning, then you can get, you know, X, Y, and Z. This is not special time with you. This is not a donut reward every single morning. This is some small things like maybe a matchbox car or some more stickers or a picnic breakfast, or a dance party, things like that. The other part of this though is your child needs to know how to sleep well all night long. So if you've been maybe laying with them, I'm just covering all my bases here. If you've been maybe laying with them or rubbing their back to sleep, you can't just expect them instantly to do this by themselves. That's what sleep training is. That's what our preschool sleep training plan and course will provide for you. So check that out. If you have a 3 to 5-year-old, even like a 3 to 8-year-old, if you have a big kid, preschooler, who does not know how to fall asleep independently, how to put themselves back to sleep throughout the night and sleep 11 to 12 hours in their own bed all night long, you will definitely want that preschool plan. It's going to give you everything you need to know how to get your kid to sleep well. But in Aaron's situation where it's like, oh, he's just fighting it, and then finally he does. Rewards and consequences are just like a little bonus on this. It's like, okay, we have all our tools in our toolbox. Let's use this because you know how to sleep independently. You just are fighting me to get in your bed. Then implementing a reward for being in your bed is perfectly acceptable. Okay. So the big things that we want to judge here are, is this like helping or is this hurting? Like, is your child, is it fine that they fall asleep on the floor and they put themselves in the bed later and they sleep great and they feel great? Okay, we're all fine here. But if it's a fight and it's a battle and they're not feeling good and they're not sleeping as well, then we can implement some rewards and consequences for allowing them to stay in their bed. I hope this was incredibly helpful for you. And I want to give you a resource that I really want you to check out. So we have a free guide on how to implement a toddler clock. I know we're talking a 4-year-old that's not necessarily a toddler. These things are just called toddler clocks or sleep training clocks or kids clocks or okay to wake clocks. There's all kinds of different names for them. But typically, they're called a toddler clock. And at this age, your son and any 3 to 4-year-old would love to know using a clock and the colors that it represents. And I have a free guide because I use a 4-step color system to reinforce when it's bedtime and when it's wake up time and bedtime routine and all those good things. So check that out in the notes if you want to try and help your toddler or your preschooler understand the boundaries around sleep. This is going to be hugely helpful. So check that out. My free guide to using a toddler clock and the tutorial that comes with it. Okay, Thank you, Erin, for your question. So glad that y'all were here. Sweet dreams. See you next time.